This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
And get ready for the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor. And I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where every weekend we are here doing life together with you. And we're so glad that you have joined us. Chris?
Huh?
Are you ready? We're on the air.
This is the show now.
We're ready to go.
I thought we could just do it later today.
What are you doing?
We have to do this now?
Yes, and we're talking about something that's related to this. Our topic today is procrastination.
Oh, guilty.
Well, listen, Chris, is this you?
Do I procrastinate? Sometimes, yes, and this is why. Why do today what you could put off till tomorrow?
What do you think?
No.
Is that you?
No, I'll take care of it now.
Okay, good. Or is this you then?
Do I procrastinate? No, I don't procrastinate. I want to get it done and over with. I don't want to think about it anymore. Then I can go and relax and have fun.
There you go.
Yes.
That's you.
It's hard to relax when there are things to do.
Well, we're going to find out that people feel exactly the opposite of that. So there's a group of people who say, yeah, get it done now. And there's a group of people who say, oh, not so much. Let's take our time. Hmm. And we're going to talk about why that is. We're going to also look at some of the myths of procrastination.
Right.
And we're going to give some really good strategies at the end. Here's one more, Chris. This better not be you.
I only procrastinate at home, not at work. I procrastinate at home because I can get away with it because my wife does everything else. But at work, I don't procrastinate.
Oh, so hopefully your wife is not doing everything else.
No, that's not me. I think it's equal. You know, I do some work at work, and then I do some work at home.
Yeah, well, listen, procrastination, everybody does this at least once in a while in their life. Now,
right.
For some people, it's much more of a habit. We want to look at why we do it, how we can stop it, because it does tend to make the people around us a little bit crazy if we are a procrastinator.
Well, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, what exactly is procrastination?
It's a really easy definition. It's just putting off things that you know that you should be focusing on right now.
Right.
And usually you do this in favor of something that you'd like to do that's more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a very scientific definition.
Scientific definition is called laziness.
Yeah. Here's what the psychologist says. A temporal gap between intended behavior and enacted behavior.
Right.
So what you intend to do versus what you actually do. This is why we don't let psychologists give us the definitions for the show. Although, wait, I'm talking about myself, right? It's really when there's a significant time period between when you tend to do something and you actually get it done. So that's what a procrastinator is. Sometimes, do you ever say this to people? Well, they had good intentions, but they just didn't get things done.
So if they never intended to do it in the first place, they're not procrastinating. They're just not going to do it.
They're just not cooperative.
Right.
So what is that? If you have a procrastinator in your house, it's really frustrating when you are not that type of person. So you and I sound like we're not the procrastinating type.
No.
But when we're with people who are, it makes us a little crazy.
It puts you on edge, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it does. And I find myself getting very frustrated with people, but I don't want to do that. I want to look at the reasons behind that. And the reason this is so important, with procrastinators, we see higher rates of depression, higher rates of anxiety, and lower what we call well-being, just an overall feeling about yourself, in people who actually procrastinate. So this is not a helpful habit.
It's a little bit of a never-ending circle.
Yeah.
I'm depressed because I'm so unmotivated, but I'm too unmotivated to do anything about it.
Yeah, really good point. So right. 1 out of 5 people procrastinate so badly that it actually jeopardizes their jobs or their credit or their relationships or even their health. That's kind of significant, 1 out of 5 people.
At first when you said their credit, I said, how is that? But then if there's a block in someone's life that says, I am not going to pay my bills on time, then they have credit trouble.
Yeah. Oh, I intended to pay it, but I just didn't get around to doing it. Apparently, the banks don't like that.
That's what I hear.
The credit companies don't like that.
Right.
Also, people who procrastinate experience a delay in their personal development because you think about it, you're not getting things done, you're not problem solving in an efficient manner, and they also don't take care of themselves as well.
Right.
Well, I'll go to the doctor tomorrow, I'll put that appointment off, or yeah, I should take a shower, but I think I'll wait till later. It's easy to see how that would affect your own self-care even.
See, the studio is so small. If I were to put off taking a shower, you would not appreciate that.
I would not appreciate that or want that. And I would be talking to you about that. There was also some studies done on college campuses where they looked at undergraduates who are procrastinators, and they found that those students eat poorly, sleep less, and they drink more. And they're prone, again, here's the anxiety and the clinical depression, even things like memory loss and obsessive compulsive behavior.
Now, how could someone be obsessive compulsive but then procrastinate?
Well, yeah, you would be wanting to get it done and then feeling like you couldn't get it done, but you'd be obsessing on the fact that you need to get it done.
And that's where feelings of being a failure, depression, that kind of thing.
But we do want to hit a few myths.
Okay.
We are going to do that when we come back because there are a few myths that people have in terms of thinking that maybe procrastination is a helpful thing to do. I think we're going to err on the side of not so much. I got to tell you, Chris, we had a ton of social media on this, but they were all really jokes. funny.
People make fun of it a lot.
Yeah, they do. So we didn't go with those because we figured it was just like, oh, I'll tell you later, those kind of things.
Right.
But it's a topic that hit a lot of people.
Procrastination is something we all want to fix, but we'll just do it tomorrow.
And on that note, maybe we should go to a break because we don't want to start with the myths until we come back from the break. So maybe we ought to try that.
Well, you're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for being with us again this weekend. The show is called Overcoming Procrastination. And we'll talk more about that. We'll be right back.
Well, the other day I was cut off the road by a driver. Now, everything in me wanted to yell, hey, watch out. But I restrained myself, knowing that yelling at the driver would not do much good. And really, it wasn't the best way to deal with my anger. Well, you know, anger easily rises up in most of us. And while anger is a natural emotion, we need to deal with it the right way. So it's not wrong to be angry, but how you deal with your anger is what counts. The Bible tells us, be angry, but do not sin. So what is the biblical way to handle anger? This is a question I answer in my short and easy book to read, Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness. This small book has sold over 130,000 copies. It's because of how practical and helpful it is to everyday living. So if you want to be angry, but not sin, practice what Scripture teaches us. Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness is available on my website, drlindamental.com. That's drlindamental.com, and also available online where books are sold. Conflict is a part of every healthy relationship. How you deal with conflict is what will either grow or destroy relationships. Do you avoid? Maybe you become highly emotional and then regret what you said or did. Getting control of our emotions is not always easy, but it is possible. Hi, this is Dr. Linda Mental, and I wrote the book We Need to Talk in order to help all of us deal better with conflict.
Dr. Linda Mental's latest book, We Need to Talk, is available now in bookstores everywhere. Or visit her online at drlindahelps.com, drlindahelps.com.
If you want to learn more about lasting relationships, check out The Relationship Doctor's social network. Visit Dr. Linda Mental's Facebook, Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker. Follow her on Twitter, at Dr. Linda Helps. Check into Instagram, at Dr. Linda Mental, or go to her website, drlindamental.com. where you can check out all 19 of her books. You can always read her blogs or listen to past podcasts on the MyFaithRadio.com website.
Well, welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about procrastination. If you're one of those people who have that issue, then listen up, because we're going to dispel a few myths here.
We were going to talk about this tomorrow, but we thought about going ahead and doing it today.
And you told me you don't have a procrastination problem. You're having too much ease with this.
This is really, yeah. Maybe it really speaks to me. There was a lot of social media about this week, and then, of course, we went out on the street and got some comments. This person is me.
All right, well, let's listen.
Well, I write an article for it. I usually try to find sources and everything up front, but when it comes to actually writing it, you don't get the same creativity in anything until you get right down to the deadline there and you're trying to scramble to get it all out at once. That's when I do my best writing. So it gives you time to enjoy the moment now and then that mad scramble at the end to get it all done really fast.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. And
oh,
it's
my
how
goodness.
I get things done.
Yeah, see,
and I have a feeling this is about to be busted.
Spelled, yes. Yeah. Okay, so there's this fine line between working up the adrenaline that you need to actually get something done and be
right.
creative and do it well, and then to the point where it goes downhill because you've waited too long and you're really not productive. The myth here is that I work better under pressure. And there honestly are very few people where that's true. I'm a writer. What you have to do with writing is you have to write every single day. And it's like a discipline. And if I would wait to be creative, you probably wouldn't see too much on the page for me too often.
That's right.
Have to have those moments. But we do believe this, that you work better under pressure.
You know, we talked to someone else this week, and they think the same thing applies in their academics.
Well, I would like to say that I don't procrastinate, but that would not be true. I found in my academic life that I do my best work when I'm up against the wall. Unfortunately, that doesn't make life as pleasant as it could be.
See, it's the up against the wall thing.
Yeah, it's that adrenaline rush
right.
that is pushing people. But boy, it doesn't make life as pleasant, he said, as it could be. So I'm wondering what the people around him are experiencing when he's doing something at the last minute. Because I know that when I wait and I've got to get it done, which is kind of student life, I think most students on campuses function this way.
Right.
My sense of them, since I work in a university, is that they get irritable, they don't get sleep, they get really testy, and then they're just really stressed by getting it done.
You mentioned here one thing people will say is, I have plenty of time to get this done. Those are the people who are irritating to me.
Well, again, that's a myth that I have plenty of time. So the procrastinator does say that up front. The procrastinator thinks, okay, I don't have to start now. I can put it off. I can wait till later. I've got plenty of time.
Right.
The problem comes in is that most people overestimate the amount of time that they have to actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then they run out of time. And then they're frantic, like we just talked about it. So that's not really a good strategy. And it's kind of a myth that you have lots of time, because time is limited. You have to get things done by deadlines.
Right. You know, I don't feel up to it today, but hey, I'll be ready tomorrow.
Another myth.
We've got this ready tomorrow.
That's what I was saying about writing. If I waited till I felt creative, I really would be writing very few things, because it's more of a discipline than it is a feeling. There are those times when somebody says, I was in the groove and it was a really great moment and I kept working on something, or I felt like I could get up at night and I could really go and do something incredible, but that is not the average. And so chances that your motivation is somehow going to magically appear a little bit later is not too likely.
Not
so that becomes
really
a problem.
The case.
Yeah.
Well, you do have 10 questions that help us determine whether or not we may be a procrastinator. Let's talk about those.
Okay. Here's the first question. When deadlines approach, and we've already heard from a couple of people who have talked about deadlines, do you find yourself wasting time and doing other things?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Especially when it's something you don't want to do.
Right.
So there's that enjoyment factor that we sometimes put it off because of the enjoyment at the moment. Here's the second question. When I have something difficult to do, Do I tell myself that it's better to wait until I feel more inspired? Well, we just kind of talked about that.
Talked about that, right. I guess it depends on how hard the chapter is that you are about to write that day. If it's going to be stressful, you'd want to say, yeah, let's wait.
Yeah, and there might be times when you say, I have to feel inspired. I suppose people who compose music, real art types, it's probably hard to sculpt something or do a painting
right.
until they get their inspiration. But I would guess, and I'm a musician, you still have to kind of plot along, mm-hmm. even if you're not always feeling that inspiration. Here's the third one. When planning a meeting, do you wait until the last minute?
No, I don't plan meetings. I don't like meetings.
But then you don't qualify for this, this question.
I don't struggle with this one at all. No,
I am like way out on meetings. Right. I don't ever want to wait till the last minute to plan mm-hmm. a meeting because then it's just total chaos. I'm definitely not on that one.
Right.
Here's a good one, Chris. Do you return emails or phone calls promptly?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think more people struggle with that? I think there are a lot more people who look at an email, don't respond to it, see a phone message, don't call back.
Right.
Don't you think?
If you have the option to text, you probably won't call back. But I think the point here is, do you respond promptly?
Yeah, well, look at even texting. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is on your phone, you can see when something's been read if people don't turn that function off.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you'll see that somebody read your text,
yes.
but they didn't respond to your text. So I understand there's a button where you can turn that feature off.
So I need
no one
to do
can
that.
See it. I know. My daughter told me about that. I think a lot more people do that with communication and media.
Right.
All right, how about, do you waver on making decisions?
Maybe, maybe not.
Ba-dum-bump. Yeah, so decision-making is part of procrastination. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are afraid of failing and making the wrong decision. Do you often delay starting a task?
Oh, definitely. Sometimes I feel like the deadline will help. Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself saying, I can do it tomorrow? Of course, that's the hallmark of procrastination.
Right.
And then do you fill your day with low-priority tasks from your to-do list? Now, that one I'm going to talk about. That's part of the strategy. A lot of times that to-do list can really overwhelm the
Definitely.
Procrastinator. And then there's two more. We'll go through those really quickly. Reading emails several times without starting to work on them or deciding what you're going to do with them. I find that a lot of people do that. They read it over and over. They're mm-hmm. like, well, should I respond? Should I not respond? How should I respond?
I guess it depends on what you have to say.
It may be the content of the email in terms
right.
of how personal or how difficult the issue might be.
Okay.
Let's just do the last one. Do you wait for the right mood or the right time to tackle the important issues? And that's kind of related to the other ones.
Mm-hmm. As we go through this list, do you feel like a lot of procrastination is the result of fear?
I think it's a few other things. First of all, the number one thing for most of us is that it's just unpleasant. It's something
yeah.
we have to do, we don't want to do, but it's really unpleasant to do it.
Right.
So we try to avoid it.
Well, so then why do we procrastinate when we know that it will cause a problem usually?
Let's listen. There's another listener who wants to comment on this.
I do, and I think everybody does to an extent. I think procrastination, well, I know procrastination is oftentimes a result of fearing failure. You don't act on something because you're afraid to do it because you're afraid you're going to fail.
Ah,
right.
There it is right there, the fear of failure, somebody said. So that's one of the underlying causes. How about another one that sometimes people deal with? Here's another person who commented on why they procrastinate.
I do not procrastinate because if I procrastinate and I don't do it right then, I know me and I won't do it. So I have to do it right when it's supposed to be done.
Okay, so she doesn't procrastinate,
right.
but it's the organization issue. She's got to get organized to do it. One of the reasons we mentioned before in those questions is people procrastinate because they're disorganized.
Right.
And they can't seem to pull everything together. And they get overwhelmed by the task, which then creates a problems with their organization as well.
I struggle with this because I'm a little bit type A.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, hey, if I can't do it right, I'm just not going to do it now at all.
Yeah, kind of all or nothing.
Right.
I read a couple of things. There was one group of studies that said perfectionist is not an issue. But then I read another whole group that said, yeah, if I can't do it perfectly, I'm not going to do it. That does make sense to me mm-hmm. that would be a reason
right.
of not doing that. And then, you know, for some people, it's really their decision-making skills. They just are afraid to make a decision. It gets back to that fear issue again that I'm not going to do this because I don't want to make the decision, and so I'm going to put it off in case I do the wrong thing.
Right.
It kind of relates to perfectionism and decision-making at the same time.
I know how they feel. This is a show on procrastination that we finally got around to here on the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for joining us. We will be right back.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
Is every spare minute of your life filled with some activity, event, or demand? If so, you could be suffering from a very common American disease. It's called overcommitment, and it has seeped into every area of our lives. I'm Dr. Linda, the relationship doctor, and yes, I'll admit it, I've fallen prey to overcommitment in my life just like I imagine you have. Saying no occasionally is the best defense against overcommitment. But if it's too late and you're already overcommitted, here's a little tip to help you make it through. In the busiest days, you can still stop and take five, just for yourself. When your heart is racing and your thoughts are whirling inside your head, your effectiveness just plummets. But if you'll pause right in the middle of all the hubbub, maybe close your eyes, breathe deeply, and remind yourself that the current task will be completed, you'll feel an immediate sense of relief. Then you can head back into the job at hand with renewed focus and energy. And when the next chance comes to overcommit, it comes your way, you can work on your priorities by just saying, hey, no.
For more insights on today's topic or to learn more about developing healthy relationships in your life, why not visit Dr. Linda's Facebook, Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker, her Twitter account, at Dr. Linda Helps. Follow her on Instagram at Dr. Linda Mental, or go to her website, drlindamental.com, where you can check out all 19 of her books. And you can always read her blogs or listen to past podcasts on the MyFaithRadio.com website.
You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about procrastination and how you can overcome that, I want to call it a bad habit. Should I call it a bad habit?
Yeah, it's a bad habit.
Okay, a bad habit.
Get your stuff done now.
Yes.
Acting like that.
That's right.
Well, we've discussed throughout this entire show what procrastination is and how much of a problem it is, but there has got to be a way around this and a way to fix it.
Yeah, we should give some help with this rather than just complaining, right?
That's right.
Let's do a show on that, complaining.
It's easy to sit here and say, hey.
Knock it off.
Right.
But here's a really good tip. A lot of people have these to-do lists. And you look at them and you start to get overwhelmed. So one of the suggestions is to just erase your to-do list every single day and start over. So you don't have to look at all the things that you didn't get done over and over. And then start over the next day, or maybe even at the beginning of the day, look at your list and maybe try to review it and say, could I simplify this and make it a little bit less so that I can actually get something done?
To be more reasonable about your to-do list.
Yeah. I think there's a psychological advantage of just erasing it and starting over again and really prioritizing what you want. Because the more your list gets longer and it stays on your desk or wherever you put it, maybe on your phone or something, the procrastinator just gets frozen in this. And then you get overwhelmed and kind of paralyzed and you don't get anything done.
And we talked about that. There are people who, if they can't do it right, just won't do it.
Right.
So they look at this long list and say, I'll never get that done.
Right.
And then don't do any of it.
Every day, maybe just start over with a new list.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one that I think is very helpful. Make up your own rewards.
All right.
Here's the thing with any kind of unhealthy habit. In order to break it, you've got to create a new pattern. And in order to do that, a lot of times adding a reward for the change, doing something different, and then giving yourself some kind of reward really does help reinforce that new behavior.
So why are you eating a half gallon of ice cream? Because I'm not procrastinating. That's why.
If you've done something, give yourself a small reward. That's what I would say. And make sure that you notice that feeling of getting it done and you really pay attention to it. Sometimes we just kind of rush through our day. We have to be more mindful sometimes of, okay, I did it. I'm going to enjoy this feeling of finishing and remember this.
Which in and of itself is a reward.
Yeah, a little reward always does help.
Right.
A third idea here, Chris, is just be accountable to someone. have somebody check on you. Peer pressure really does work.
Yes.
This is the principle behind a whole lot of things, a whole lot of self-help groups, including weight loss and everything. Get plenty of exercise and sleep, because we don't like to do things when we're groggy or we feel drained or under stressed or irritable. That really does help.
And it's a bad time to try to accomplish anything when you're tired.
Yes.
Because you won't do it well.
You won't. And then you'll be irritating everybody around you, which is not good.
Right.
And then identify the unpleasant consequence of not doing the task and try to focus on that. So instead of focusing on how good you feel at the moment because you're not doing it,
right,
flip it and say, okay, if I don't do it right now, what am I going to feel like later? And then for some people, they really just have to get some help with time management, because they just have a hard time figuring all of that out. And that's okay. You can get a time management coach. That would be a good thing.
Right.
And then one other one is, sometimes psychologically it helps you just to focus on one thing at a time. For some people, if the list is overwhelming, just pick one thing and say, today or in this hour or in the morning, I'm going to get this one thing done.
You know, the type A thing plays in here.
You are determined to get that in here.
Well, you want to see the list finished.
Yeah, you do.
And it's got 9 things on there that you'll never get done today. But if you look at them one by one, next thing you know, your list is taken care of.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. And breaking things down into smaller, more manageable parts is always a good strategy when you're trying to break that habit. There's a few things here that we can do. If you try a technique or a strategy like this and it doesn't work, then just try another thing. Keep trying things in terms of rewards or getting a friend who can make you more accountable or time management strategies, whatever. Just try one thing and don't give in to the idea that I'm just going to be like this, because you don't have to be like this.
Right.
Well, I hope we've helped you with a few strategies to get you to be more productive and less frustrating in your relationships. Right after the show, here's what I want you all to do. Go do something you put off earlier today. You're going to feel better. Then I want you to remember and cherish that feeling of what it feels like to accomplish something.
Can we do it tomorrow?
No, today. All right, well, that's all the time we have today. Many thanks to our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, our producer, Katie Reshetko, our man on the street, Derek Battle, and thanks, of course, to you, Chris Weigel, my co-host, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember, we're here doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.